Ramble.
Hey guys, it's Ariel. Before the next episode, we wanted to issue a short correction. A couple weeks ago, we had a conversation about the Super Bowl halftime show with Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake. I apologize for sounding dismissive in the discussion. I truly was not aware that this had ever happened. It wasn't something that we had planned on talking about that day, and I was completely uninformed. As always, we really, really appreciate you guys keeping us honest and informed. And going forward, we'll make sure that we have all the facts when we are discussing sensitive issues like this one. Thanks for listening, and please enjoy this episode.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of You Can Sit With Us. I'm one of your hosts, Becky, and I'm joined by Matthew.
Good morning.
Ariel.
Good morning.
Maggie.
Good afternoon.
Our beautiful Rachel is back from with no recipe road trip rules. Food
close,
network.
Close.
Road morning. Rules, food network.
Road rules.
No rules.
Road rules challenge. Yeah.
We've got our picks at Rainy here. Woo! And our Pixie Miles. So today we've got some very exciting topics to go over. But the first thing we're actually going to start with is the most controversial debate to ever hit the internet.
You
know, black it. Or blue dress.
I was going to say, was it black and blue or what was it, like beige? And
it's like silver and gold.
Yeah.
No, but this is similarly as inconsequential. It's, are there more wheels or doors in the world? Are there more wheels or are there more doors?
It's a great question.
I mean, it
why
depends.
Is this a question?
What do you define as a door or a wheel?
Oh, yeah, I guess to like little cogs count as wheels or like little.
Yeah, I'm thinking watches.
What you put together.
There's like a bunch of little wheels and watches.
Well, where are you guys on the debate? Do you follow wheelies or dories?
Can I?
Yeah.
Put a point
Rachel's
out
wheeling.
Here.
Yeah. Rachel is currently on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 wheels.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And there are only two doors in this room.
Okay.
Therefore, and Miles has 5 wheels and Rainey has 5 wheels.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
So what you got, Rach? What's your point?
Oh, 15 wheels to 2 doors in one room alone? The evidence speaks for itself.
But we are not in a hotel.
Oh, yes, where there are rolly bags and rolly
carts.
Yes.
And carts.
But is a
and
window
drawers that
a door?
Open.
Like if a door is something you can enter and exit from, you know, a lot of windows.
A window is not a door.
Oh, no, I don't think a window is a door.
No.
Just as I'm gonna call it on the... on like cogs and
gears.
I'm going to say gears are not wheels.
Yeah. Okay.
Gears are not wheels.
So we're doing like narrow definitions of door and wheel.
Yes. Yes.
Strictly
a door
true to form.
Has
bicycles.
Hinges.
Those are
bicycles.
Wheels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Those are wheels.
I think
definitely.
How many bicycles
guys,
there are.
There are more wheels. 100%. There is. I don't understand why this debate exists. I think it just points out that the internet is stupid. Because why would anyone think there are more doors than wheels?
Do you know any like door advocates and what's their argument?
I just see people on like TikTok talking about, oh yeah, they do the hotels. And I'm like, what about an 18-wheeler truck?
Yes.
Fair enough.
Well, wheels...
For
like
a lot of wheels.
Two little doors.
All cars have four wheels.
All cars have
most
four doors.
Cars have four or five doors even in the trunk.
Yeah, trunk.
Trunk,
yeah. Yeah.
But some cars only have
but
two
now,
doors for four wheels.
Are you a door
wheels.
Apologist? Are you like a...
I'm just hesitant because when we had to do case studies, when you know we were interviewing to be a consultant, we had to do all these case studies. And this would be like a question that they would do.
No.
And they would make you go through and like rationalize both sides.
Wow.
Right. So it's like, okay, there are this many wheels. Okay, what's your rationale, your justification for it?
Yeah.
So you also have to do the same for doors.
Okay, let's do it.
Right.
So you're a professional devil's advocate.
Yeah, basically.
He is Switzerland. He's completely neutral.
Ooh.
What a good consultant.
Okay, what else do you have for doors, devil's advocate?
Well, there has to be some places in the world where they don't have a lot of cars or they don't have a lot of bicycles, a lot of those
true.
Things, but they still have houses. Mm-hmm. They would still have like stores.
But
they
does it outweigh the
wells.
Fact that there are major metropolises
that have
like quadruple the population?
But quadruple the population could mean quadruple the doors.
That's
true. Because then all those people have a house that they have a door they have to walk into. Each house has how many doors in it?
That's, yeah.
And then how much of your furniture in your house has wheels? Probably one chair.
What about your drawers? When you open a drawer and it goes, whoop, those are wheels. When you open a drawer.
Then you could also say a drawer is a door. Because the drawer, you're pulling out the drawer, is like a door to get in.
No. Your narrow definition of doors here, saying a dresser.
But that's also
not all dressers have the wheels on tracks.
Right.
A lot of them just have like wood sliding against wood.
This is where the debate comes in. It's like, what do you consider a door versus what you consider a wheel? So it's less about how many of them are in the world than how many. Or what's the definition? What do you consider a door versus what do you consider a wheel?
If we're going to say that a dresser drawer is a door, then we have to say that like this screw is a wheel.
Okay. A dresser drawer is not a door.
We've gone too deep into the definition. We're never going to get out.
That's what I mean. That's why it's a debate, right? Because it's impossible to know. So it's like you have to create these paradigms to talk about it through.
Yeah. What about a doorway that has no actual door?
A doorway. Ooh, it's not a door.
Like an arch.
Yeah.
Leading from one room to another.
What if somebody's house?
Yeah.
Didn't have
like
a
how
door
you go from
it.
Matthew's dining room to his kitchen.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly.
That's not a door.
That's not a door.
Not a door. Not?
That's a portal to another dimension.
Portal. Wow.
It's not a door.
But isn't a portal a door?
No, I don't think that matters in this argument, though.
I think it's got to open and close.
I think it's got to open and close too.
Slider.
And I think that a wheel has to hold weight.
I think a wheel is anything that can
If there's
roll.
Just a tire sitting in this room, which there is not, that's a wheel, right?
But it's meant to hold weight. A tire is meant to hold weight.
Sure.
So chair wheels, dollies.
Wheelbarrow. Bicycle.
Car wheels.
Yeah.
Roller skates?
Absolutely.
But not the wheel in a watch.
Not the wheel in a watch.
Tick, 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 tick. That spins in a circle and is circular and round.
No, that's not a wheel.
And could possibly roll on its own.
It's not a wheel. Not a wheel. Wheel has to hold weight. I think a wheel has to hold weight. Because a wheel, technically, like if you think about the... So we're not talking about circular objects. Because circular objects can roll. A wheel has to have a like... A wheel it has an axle. It has to have like something that goes through.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, a watch. Let me read you the definition of a wheel.
An axle.
A circular object that revolves on an axle and is fixed below an object to enable it to move easily over the ground.
Thank you.
Hold on.
A
We're looking up
fits
door.
That definition other it does than not. Over the ground.
It
it's
does
a circle
not.
That moves on an axle.
But it doesn't hold. But it doesn't hold something on top of it.
It holds the watch thing on top.
No, it's not meant to hold weight. It's not meant to hold weight.
It has a little bup.
Okay.
No.
A door is a hinge, sliding, or revolving barrier at the entrance to a building, room, vehicle, or in the framework of a cupboard or other fixed structure.
Oh, so cupboard
so
doors.
You can have a cabinet door.
Oh, cabinet shit, doors. The kitchen.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, cabinets.
It still does not outweigh the
door
wheels.
I can see, yeah.
Listen, according to
door, because it opens
my quick Google.
To another.
I just think of the amount of bikes I see. I'm still team wheel.
There's a lot of bikes.
Yeah.
Every bike belongs to someone who has a house.
You cannot convince me.
Even if you're going somewhere where most of the population doesn't have cars, they do have scooters, mopeds, motorcycles, and bicycles.
Mm-hmm. People need to be able to mobilize.
Yeah.
I'm not sold either way. I'm actually less sold now.
Guys, what if
we're still undecided?
Yeah.
Wheels.
What are the chances that it's a non-significant difference? Like that scientifically, the difference between the number of wheels and doors is completely insignificant.
I mean, I think the question itself is pretty insignificant.
I don't know.
We have real problems.
It does spark a lively debate. I like that aspect of it. So you're undecided.
Yes. I'm not sold either way.
I'm sold wheels. You cannot convince me otherwise. Maggie.
Wheels.
Wheels. Ariel.
Undecided.
Undecided.
Yeah.
Miles.
People have liberal definitions of wheels, in my opinion.
Are you talking about the clock?
Yeah, wow. A clock is not a wheel.
It's
can
literally
we
called the Wheel of Time, people. The
Sound
Wheel of Time.
Time.
Oh, that's a great
yep, talking about watches.
Sound off in the comments, guys.
Yeah. Rainy, what do you think?
Watch is not a wheel.
It's definitely not.
Rainy's a team wheel. She's a wheelie girl.
Yeah.
Wheelie girl.
I mean, I'm
gonna make t-shirts.
Rach, what do you think?
I think it doesn't matter.
I'm inclined to say wheel because my house has a lot of wheels. Toys, guys.
Oh, Wes is like Mr. Wheels.
He, we probably have 100 of those little tiny Hot Wheels cars. Like,
okay, so you're doing your part for Team Wheels.
Oh, yeah.
So leading the way.
But, but no, I don't know. I mean, cabinets and
you haven't given me a strong enough argument, Becky.
What about hospitals? I think hospitals are a good example.
There's a lot of doors in hospitals.
There's gurneys.
Yeah.
There's crash cars.
I think wheels is probably
everything
right.
Has to move.
But I think
the hospital itself apart. Is on wheels okay. For if there's an earthquake.
In LA. Yeah.
In LA.
The hospital
yeah. Think about that, Matt.
You just moved the hospital all the way to earthquake. With Becky's definition of wheels.
What? No, it's real. The hospital in that LA that Megan
you could just
on
wheels? Roll it
when
away.
When there was an earthquake, you could see it. You could feel it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a part of its like earthquake preparedness as a building. Yeah. It's on wheels.
It some moves. Tall hotels are on, like the one I worked at.
Yeah, most
also
of the skyscrapers
on
are on wheels. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you ever been in there during an earthquake?
Yes.
What
it
was that
weird.
Like? Describe it to us.
I felt like the walls were like, I felt like we were dancing.
You were.
But like so not in an enjoyable way.
I feel like
you were dancing in a bad way.
In a bad way. I was
like
where?
Holy hell.
But you're probably, I was thinking about it. I was probably in one of the more safer buildings to be in the city during that point.
No,
but
they did
I was
that on purpose.
Terrified. Yeah.
That's so the whole building
so you
kind of
feel it. And then when it settles out.
It rocks.
Yeah.
Wow.
Earthquakes, bro.
Gotta love wheels.
Yeah.
What do the wheels stand on?
What have doors ever done for you?
You know, I haven't seen the foundation. So,
because I feel like wheels have to have something to wheel on, and during an earthquake, the foundation is going to crack, right?
Not necessarily. Well, did your foundation crack during the last few earthquakes?
No, but it's not a huge, it's not a big old slab that holds up a hospital.
It's all the numbers. You know, they crunch all the numbers. It's all by numbers.
Who's they?
The engineers, you know?
Yeah.
The architects.
They crunch all the numbers.
Yeah, they
make it work.
Figure it out. They make it safe. And they have to sign it to say that it's safe.
But also
in trouble if it breaks.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I'm imagining four wheels holding up the whole hospital.
No, four wheels.
Tiny little wheels.
Tiny wheels.
Thousands, I'm sure. Yeah.
It's thousands of wheels.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Tiny wheels.
I'll have to get the plans.
Sound off in the comments if you're an engineer. How many wheels does it take to keep a building from falling down during an earthquake?
Yeah. I need to see a picture of this. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
There's got to be a YouTube video on it.
I need to see a picture of this.
Okay, we'll
Google
it.
Because I am imagining like a wheel that's attached to like a gate, you know, that just swings like this. And it's just a bunch of them attached to the bottom.
We just wheel away.
Yeah.
Speaking of earthquakes, do you think the next earthquake is coming soon?
Matthew,
we're taking
so
this
dark.
Turn.
That's what everyone's saying. Though.
I think
one step on a dark
coming.
Yeah,
everyone's saying
earthquake
and
preparedness.
We all own homes. Okay. Yeah. I don't want to think about it.
You have to think about it. You have to be prepared.
Do each of you have an earthquake preparedness plan?
Becky does.
Well, I used to. It was to go over the Fulmers because we live near
but
each other.
But now that she's saying that she's not prepared.
And now she's too far away.
You guys, I am so fully prepared. I have jugs of water that are
jugs
like. In a big thing on the side of my house.
Oh, there you
ready
go.
Oh,
go.
Yeah, we don't have
there
jugs. We have like 2 weeks worth of water in a big thing on the side of our house.
Yeah. We have nothing.
We have a backpack.
Well,
we have generators
for Becky because I thought she was coming over to my house.
Yeah.
Well, what I saw, Mayor Eric Garcetti said when I first moved to LA, he had a video where he was like, actually, the earthquake isn't going to ruin all of us, and we're not all going to die during the earthquake. We're going to die because California is going to light on fire, and there aren't going to be enough emergency services to help everyone.
Oh,
okay. Well,
and
he's
the fire
not
trucks
necessarily
are not going to be able to
wrong.
Drive on the road because it's broken, and we're all going to burn.
So this is the same as the wheel door debate. It's going to die by fire.
Do
or
we
going to die by earthquake?
Oh no!
So wait, so what you're saying is there will be an earthquake.
An earthquake will happen. And
then there'll be so much fire because the gas lines break and all that kind of stuff. That's what I'm worried about. I'm worried about the gas like coming out.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of LA has like especially apartment buildings because there are so many ovens. It's literally like one little hook that goes on this thing because ours came undone once and nobody had gas in the building and we're like, what's going on? But it's literally just a hook on like a thing
And if the ground shakes and it comes off, all the gas turns off.
We have that on my house.
Yeah.
And sometimes we hit it with our cars and the gas shuts off. Oops.
What?
What? It's what? True. Yeah. It's like there's a have you guys seen the side of our house where we put the trash cans?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So there's a like a barrier there that protects a gas like
the gas meter.
The gas meter and the gas like one of the pipes. It protects the gas pipes.
The engineers have tuned out of this conversation.
The engineers are like, sorry, the gas tubes. And if the gas pipes get like shook at all, there's a little earthquake meter thing.
Automatic shutoff valve.
Yeah, and it's an automatic shutoff valve. Mm-hmm. And so if we accidentally hit it with our car, or if we hit it with the trash cans or something like that, it'll shut off the gas. I know. And then you just go and you just shut it back on.
Okay, wait. So you have enough water. Do you have an earthquake plan? What do you have, Maggie?
I have a backpack.
Mm-hmm. Backpack.
But what if you're not at
home? It's in the storage.
Oh, I don't know.
It's in the storage? Probably,
no, it's in our storage little closet. Oh, okay, good. So if it happens, we grab the dog, we grab the backpack, and we
head out.
Head out.
Mosey out.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I should probably have one in the car. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. What about food? Are you supposed to have the big like bucket of food?
We have a lot of protein bars.
Supposed to last like 25 years or whatever.
I still have in our garage the pandemic food that Ariel bought for us at Costco March 13th, 2020. We never had to dip into it. It's canned goods. It's like water filtration stuff. Mm-hmm. We got it. We got the Costco special. Yeah. But what we also have, which you guys should have, and I can tell you ours so we can be together, is we have a meeting place if we're separated and the phones are down up north and out east. Like a main street of a place. So like whoever can get the kids and the dog and stuff gets them and we both go there.
That's really smart.
Like how far away? Like
yeah, how far?
Walking distance?
One's in the other's in and we just go to like the main, like the firehouse or the public library on the main street of like San Bernardino or Ojai, just depending on what's going on. If all phone lines are down, there's not access to the house, or you come home and no one's there.
How do you decide which one to go to?
Depending on where the emergency is.
Okay.
Right. So like if it's, if it's like, if it's north and south, you go east. But if it's like, I don't know, the other way, you go north.
Smart.
Well, do you think you'd survive in a disaster like movie? Absolutely. Do you watch like San Andreas and go like, yeah, I would make it out of this.
Yeah. No, I would be like the person. I would like, you know, strap weapons to my body. And like,
I thought you were going to say babies.
And probably babies. And I would have
babies.
I would have front, weapons in the back. Backpack, and I'd have Finn in a front pack. And I'd just be like, walk all the way to the mountains or something.
What about you, Maggie? You think you're making it? Zombie apocalypse?
I feel like I'd have a different approach. I'd pretend I was dead for like a really long time.
Okay.
And then I'd come back up in the rubble and I'd be like, I'm here.
I made it.
I made it.
Bowie's going to give you away.
Oh, yeah, he will. Yeah, he will.
Would you survive?
What about you,
Matt? Matt, right?
Yeah.
I think you're handy.
Yeah, I feel like I would survive. I'm pretty resourceful.
Mm-hmm. You are resourceful. Mm-hmm.
I'm a very resourceful person. And I feel like I would try, I would hopefully have somewhere remote to go to by then. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if something strikes.
Are you telling me you have a secret location off the grid?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Like a doomsday prepper.
Yeah. Yeah. Get my bunker ready.
Is there a bomb shelter somewhere? Do you have a bomb shelter?
Link twice if you have a bomb shelter.
A panic room.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
I like Becky, are you making it out?
Do we even ask if you would survive?
Dead. Dead. No. The way that I would join a cult in 2 seconds is the same way I would die in 2 seconds if there was like some sort of natural disaster or like zombies especially. I'm like, I just don't want to live in that world. So like, I don't think I would take as good of care of myself as I should. And I'd just be like,
you'd become a zombie.
Take me. I'd be like, let's do it.
I've got brains. Come and get me.
Yeah, there you go. Grab Keith straight here. You're going with me.
I feel like we have enough camping supplies in storage that like make it work.
What if you can't get there?
Our storage unit is very close to our house.
What if it's on fire?
Why would anybody light a fire to our storage unit?
Well, if there's
the
like,
zombies don't
no just there's logic. A, if there's like a fire, just a fire in general. We're in California.
I guess
everything's on fire.
Yeah,
but there's nothing there. In like a storage unit facility that would light on fire because everything's made of metal.
That's true. Mm. What if people tried to break into it and they stole all your stuff?
Gone.
I doubt. There's like 1,000 other storage units that they could have broken into. A
lot of people that probably have better
stuff. Refuses to believe that her camping gear is gone.
My one storage unit. Oh, again, doors.
Yeah, but also the things that wheels. Lift up.
Yeah,
how
does it move up?
They wheels have wheels. On the doors.
Even garage doors have like multiple wheels.
Yeah.
Fascinating. All right. Zombie apocalypse over. It's going to be fine. We slash it might not be, but we're not going to solve it on be. This.
I'm not afraid.
It is. Speaking of confidence, get out of the apocalypse.
I'm not afraid of these things happening because I feel prepared.
Of the big earthquake?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm pretty afraid.
I honestly, like, I feel like people have talked about it so much that like, if it just happened and then we got over it and then we had another 1,000 years that we didn't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Gosh, I know it doesn't work that way.
I think a lot of people are not.
Isn't it when you have one earthquake, then you have a lot of aftershocks. And
it like messes with the ocean. Could have the little.
Like tsunamis.
Tsunamis.
Little tsunamis.
Little tsunamis.
Little teeny ones.
Baby.
Little tiny ones.
Yeah.
Anywho, right. Well, okay, incoming from Rainy Toll. Do we want to move on to the next segment?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Miles, absolutely. Please stop talking about
this. Like, I can't take this anti-science slander.
So what we're doing now is we are going to, I'm going to read you guys some YouTube comments from our podcast, and then we can, react to them.
They better be nice.
Because they better be nice, Rainey.
They're nice. They're usually questions.
Okay.
They're usually questions.
Listen, they're neutral. They're questions.
That just means
they want to know more.
Don't get glorified. Mean comments can suck it. Okay. These are all nice. But this first one is actually, ideas. And I think we have to choose who would win.
Oh.
So, okay. It's from Babin. And they say, okay, hear me out. Here's the first one. Becky versus Ned boxing challenge.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Do you know what's so funny? I've actually pitched this idea to Keith before.
Stop.
I said, I want to do couples boxing. And he's like, we absolutely can't. Nobody on the internet wants to see us.
Apparently, there's at least one person who does.
Okay, and well, Babin does.
They don't want you to fight Keith. They want you to fight Ned.
I feel like I could take Ned.
I think you could too.
I think I could take him. I'm pretty spry.
And
I feel like you would have the gift of surprise. Like he wouldn't be expecting it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I have pretty strong arms. Yeah. You know?
The gift that keeps on giving.
Bam. I'd get him.
So wait, and this team.
I'd do it.
This whole team thinks Team Becky. This whole room.
Hashtag sorry, Ned.
Sorry, Ned.
She's like, I don't know.
Well, Ned's got a lot of like, he gets a lot of strength when he gets mad. You know, and so I feel like if you made him mad, so
are you guys, is this how you're solving a fight?
Rumble. Yeah. Oh, no. We're defending our
honor. I thought it was just for views.
Same difference, Rach. Same difference.
We but start beef.
He also
for
has
the
a
views.
Lot of soft spots. Uh-huh. You know?
Ooh, Ariel, did you tell Becky where to get mad
oh,
where it hurts?
We all know where to hit him. Like, you know, yeah. But I feel like, I also feel like Ned wouldn't want to hurt you. And so
he wouldn't.
But you
Bam.
Probably wouldn't have the same qualms.
No. Yeah, she wouldn't hold back. That no. doesn't hold back.
I get what you're saying.
I have an older brother.
That's very funny.
A hit's a hit. Bam. A hit. Bam, bam, bam. But I don't think Ned would fight me.
No, I don't think he'd fight you.
Ned
no.
would be like, it's I think, just not a good look to hit Becky in yeah. her sweet yeah. face. I can't yeah. do it.
True. He would probably oh, yeah, no just face give shots. It up. That would be the number one rule. It's no face shots.
See, the fact that Becky
everywhere
has rules at all.
Everywhere but the face.
Becky's like, oh, wait, no. And you
and
can't you can't touch my boobs either.
Oh,
so
you could hit it.
So, like, you can only hit my arms and maybe a little bit on my waist and then my thighs. And that's yeah. it. You
and,
know?
And booty.
Yeah.
Go for the
yeah.
booty.
Yeah. So there would be so many rules that all Becky's already
spots.
Putting out there.
Ned
would just be
fight.
Like, I give up. I give
it's
up.
Not a good fight.
I don't think it would be an interesting fight, but I think I would win.
Okay. All right. Next one. Ariel versus Eugene interior design challenge. Matt, what do you think?
I think Ariel would win.
Matt designs all of Eugene's faces anyway.
Well, maybe Babe Babin didn't know that.
It's true. Yeah. No, but Ariel versus Matt. That's the real question.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think we just need to join forces.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
Because Matt's got.
Two minds are better than one.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Matt's got some big visions.
This listener really needs to get deeper into the world here because this one is a joke. you gotta watch more videos. Matt versus Zach cooking challenge.
Oh my god.
That is just an
cooking
unfair.
For what? Cooking to make you feel sick? Or cooking to
or cooking to eat.
Cooking
the last
food?
Thing that Zach cooked for me.
What did he cook?
Was the dumplings on that dumpling challenge.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about
it. Was it really bad?
They were almost inedible.
Yeah. He combined tofu and pineapple overnight, which basically like
the
made the tofu
enzyme.
Rancid.
Yeah.
And Keith made a similar mistake like a year later and combined pork and pineapple overnight. And it like totally, it didn't make it rancid, but totally disintegrated it.
Yeah.
There's made a reason it like pineapple food. Enzyme is a thing.
It, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
You can't marinate things in pineapple.
One time I like left it in the trash can overnight. By accident, like for a couple of days. And I lifted the trash bag out and like the pineapple acid just like kind of was like eating away at the bottom.
It's good
for
your compost.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
I feel like that'd be bad. It'd throw off the pH. Like
it's terrible for
eat
compost.
It all up.
No, it's terrible
digest
for compost.
Digest it all.
No. Don't put pineapple in your compost. It's really bad for it.
Don't hurt
you could
your
put
worms.
The, you could put the shucks, but don't put the
juice.
The juice. It's really bad.
Okay. This is another laughable one. So I'm just telling you, watch more videos. Maggie versus Keith, spicy food challenge.
Oh, Keith has an unfair like tongue thing.
Yeah.
Keith
can't compete. Yeah. In a spicy food challenge with
Maggie 100%. Maggie carries like Tapatio in her bag.
Yum. It's hot sauce in my bag.
She's got those tiny. Flag. Wait, what did you bring to Palm Springs? Those little
tahines.
They sell mini tahines at the supermarket. I carry those.
Literally has them in her bag.
Yeah.
Puts it on stuff.
Yeah. No bland food for Mags. Yeah. Okay. Those were our challenges. All right. Here's another comment from Morgan Lee.
Hi, Morgan.
Hey, Morgan.
Ariel is 100% the girl who flips to the back of the book and reads the last few pages to see if she wants to read the whole thing.
True or false?
True.
Huh. Yeah, true or false, guys?
True.
Do I do
true.
That?
Yeah.
You think I would do that? 100%.
Yeah. I don't think you do.
I don't.
Oh.
Because I don't want to ruin the book.
I don't know. I imagine you being very particular about your time just because you have so many responsibilities. So I'm like, is this worth my time? Yes, no? All right.
But it's not worth my time if I ruin it.
Good point.
Yeah, so, but
it's all about the journey.
The thing is, I only read things that have been like highly recommended.
Yes,
highly recommended. I finished all three books.
We got her. Well, the fourth one is crap.
Yeah,
we're talking about A Court of Thorn and Roses, people. And the fourth book, the little one, the blue one, is not worth your time. But really? The next one, the fifth one, you don't need the little blue one, is 100% worth your time. And Becky has mine. So.
Oh, have you
finished? I got it. No.
100%
okay.
worth.
That's okay. I think I'm going to put it on worth Kindle your time. Anyway.
Because I'm not lying. I'm not lying. Skim the fourth book. Nothing happens.
I find myself like in places that I don't bring books to, like if I'm waiting in a line or I'm waiting something like that, and I'm on my phone and I'm like, God, I wish I had my book with me. I think about it all the time.
You don't like digital books?
What?
Digital books?
But see, so that's what I'm doing with the next two is I'm going to do digital books.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I can read them whenever.
Whenever.
Or you could also throw a book in your bag.
I could, but they're really heavy.
They're very big. Those ones. Yeah.
Yeah, those picture books, big. You know, they're so big. Those
books. I love all the little words. I love all the sweet stories.
Oh, they're so good. You guys, can we just do a quick, like, oh my God. And sometimes I think, I just like think about, okay, do you guys, okay. I call him Rice Hand and then I call it, and then I say Reese when, but oh, I know it's, but I know
I say
it's,
Rice.
I know it should be Rice. I know it should be Rice.
I don't know what I say in my head. I think I call him Resand because of Reese.
Yeah, because of Reese.
Oh, but I feel I always say Rise.
But I know it should
don't
be Rise.
Call
but I
call my, him Reese. My Rise, Reese. Offensive.
There's a character who's similar to like the first time you ever read Hermione's name, where everyone had a different opinion of how you say their name.
How do you spell?
R-H-Y-S-A-N-D. So I say Risand, but I hear Reese.
I have a friend that's named Reese and spells it R-H-Y. So I would probably say it that way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Max, have you read these books?
Oh, I haven't.
Mm-hmm. Oh, get them from Ariel.
Oh my goodness.
You okay. You guys are raving about them. I may have to.
Raven. have you read them though?
No. Okay. I'm not reading these.
Matthew, why not?
Can turn into a black bird.
You do like fairy stuff though.
It's fairy.
You like fairy TV shows?
I like fantasy, but I'm not into this type of fantasy. Okay.
Oh, I think you would be.
I don't know. It's a little cishet for the population.
Well, but then there's Helion.
I know, but it barely touches on it. I was like, tell me more about that threesome. Let's hear it.
Mamas. Who doesn't love...
Spoilers. Right. That's like three books in. Oh my God.
Anywho.
You need an audiobook if you're in your car.
Yeah.
I know.
You should just get the audiobook.
I tried the audiobook and hated it.
I did. I tried it driving back from Palm Springs once.
You didn't like the voice actor?
I didn't like the gal. I didn't like the gal.
It can really ruin it for you if it's the wrong reader.
Maybe you should read it aloud.
And record it.
And then when you need to go back.
I could just listen to myself.
I would love that. I would love Becky's voice, like, fully descriptive of
all the really hard A's.
Farrah.
Said, hey, what are you doing here?
That's like, you know how you could... I don't know if you can still do this, but on Waze, you could put your own sounds
no.
for directions.
Really?
Like you can record yourself.
Ew, that's kind of nice. Who would do that?
David Dane.
Last he would.
I kind of want to do that. That's kind of funny.
Okay, I don't want my voice, but I want David's.
Your voice, not mine.
I think
and
he
I
has,
can do yours if you want to listen to mine.
I think he has like the package he can send to you.
Oh my God, there's a package.
Okay, I'm going to ask.
I feel like he does silly ones.
I can't remember what they
were. Or is he serious?
I just remember it was really funny that he sent it to me.
Like, turn left and enjoy the journey. Turn right and open your mind a little.
Oh my God, Becky.
Go straight and have a wonderful day.
You should do this and sell it.
100%. Agreed. Yeah. Down.
Okay.
Down.
100%.
Down. Make a U-turn, you dumb bitch.
You missed your exit.
Go back.
Police ahead.
Yeah, right.
Turn down your music so you can find the house. You guys do that when you're driving. Turn down the music when you have to like find.
Yes. Well, you have to concentrate. You have to concentrate.
I gotta focus. Or if someone like gets mad at you or something, I always like turn it down. I'm like, I did something bad.
I did
That's
something
your punish.
Bad. Yeah. Here's the next one from Ciara Ryan. I think underappreciated duo between Tri Wives and Tri Guys is Maggie and Keith. They seem like they're the happiest of characters. Would love to see more of that duo.
Happiest.
We haven't seen a duo.
You're great. While we were in Charleston, me and Keith were like little buddies. Yeah, taking you guys around town.
Okay, describe to us a great Maggie Keith video. What would you guys want to do?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Shoot. It's a live pitch. Or just a great anyone live can pitch. Suggest live it. Pitch. Anyone.
I feel like you guys would do like a petting zoo or something fun with kids.
Yeah, we would. We both like love work mini golf. We love arcades. I feel like anytime I pitch something silly to Zach, Zach goes to Keith and was like, "That Maggie wants to do this." And Keith's Maggie, like, absolutely. And Keith. I remember he pitched like the crazy party bus idea to Portillo's to Keith, mm-hmm. and Keith was like, "That's hilarious. Let's do it."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%.
So I feel like Keith's my hype man. Whenever I want to do something silly, he's like, "Yep."
Yep.
Yep.
I feel like you guys should like rent out a carnival for the day or something.
Yeah. That's what I think too. Yeah. And you guys could be like the entertainment become and the workers Cardi and folk? Stuff. Yeah.
Become Cardi folk.
That was everyone's thinking.
100%. Keith is like already halfway there.
Basically,
he has
one
all the skills.
He has all the skills.
Skill has all the skills. Yeah.
No magic,
all he has
though.
To do is make his mouth a little wider.
Oh, no.
I mean, I don't even know. I think he's got it.
I feel like that's something important. With like, you know, your Latin background in food
would be
good too. Yeah. Like if there's any like particular kind of crazy dishes or anything in Peruvian cuisine or something, I think.
He did do, when he was at BuzzFeed, he tried Peruvian food. And I remember watching that video. I think before I actually met him in person, I was like, I remember you from the Peruvian snack food taste test. And he was like, and he was doing so many videos at the time. He's like, I think I remember that one.
Yeah. I feel like you guys could do a good like Loma Saltado, like cook along.
I would tell him to cook the meats and I'll cut the veg.
Yeah.
We'd make a good team.
Film it now.
Okay. All right. Greenlit. Okay.
Rachel says yes.
A Maggie Keith concept? Paint me a more perfect picture. Let's go.
Cute.
Yeah. All right. Faith Rush says, I love, all caps, having Matt around. Also, his puppy is adorable.
Puppies?
And which one? So calm. Oh my gosh, Pesto.
OMG.
I know, so cute.
I'm sorry, but so anybody that would call Pesto calm.
Well, Pesto is calm. Pretty calm. Yeah.
In his older age, you know, he's like 8 years old now. So he's calmed down a lot. When he was a puppy, he was rambunctious.
Okay, I'm going to ask the question that Faith Rush dared not ask. Who's your favorite dog?
I love all my puppies the same.
Even, even when some of them pee on your kitchen table? Don't?
I love them all the same. Some days I like one more than others. Okay.
Which one?
Well, yesterday Kimbap got on the dining room table
and
peed on just everything that was on the table.
It was on the table.
There wasn't food, but it was like computer bags, pencils.
Okay.
Pencils. Paper.
That's not the favorite doggo then.
So yesterday he was not my favorite dog.
No. Is Kimbap ever your favorite dog?
Sometimes.
When?
Sometimes he's
cute. So cute, though.
He's really cute.
Kimbap does better actually by himself than with the other dogs. So if you like take him out for a day and stuff, he's usually very well behaved.
Yeah, you were sending photos to Eugene and he was so cute.
Tell us about the hot tub incident.
Oh my gosh. So we were in Palm Springs and the house we're staying at had a hot tub and the hot tub was not on, but I let the dogs out to go to the bathroom and it was dark out. And then, you know, Pesto and Emma came in and I was like, okay, like Kimbap's just out there doing his business. I wait like 20 minutes, call his name, still don't see him, can't find him. And I'm like, oh no, there's like coyotes and stuff in Palm Springs sometimes.
And Kimbap's a runner. Gosh. Yeah. So he likes to leave.
He's a driver.
So I was like, oh no, maybe he escaped. Maybe a coyote got him. Maybe something happened. So when I go out, I'm literally yelling his name. It's like, of course, the windiest night where, you know, you can't hear anything.
Loud
it's like
in Palm
so
Springs.
Windy. Mm-hmm. So then I keep looking around, can't find him anywhere. I'm searching for like 20 minutes. And then I finally look over and I see, you know, little eyes flashing from the hot tub. You know, like at night, you can see like the reflection of the dog's eyes. So I go out and I see his little eyes just in the hot tub and he's like standing with his two little front paws on the side.
Oh, he was
relaxing. His back paws on the bench. And he was just like whining very softly.
Oh,
he's like,
help.
Just like very softly.
Because he couldn't get out.
He didn't know how to get out because we practiced getting out of the pool. In the pool area, but not from the hot tub area. Aww. So he didn't know how to like get out from hot tub area.
So. He could get out. It was just like a tiny jump, but he just didn't know.
Well, it was kind of like when you're like wet, it was probably hard for him to jump up, mm-hmm. but there was another step that was literally like 2 feet away.
But he didn't practice.
That he could have walked to poor jump guy. Back.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So. You know what? Not pesto. You know what kimbap is? A scamp.
It's true.
He's a little scamp.
He's a scamp.
Yeah.
He's mischievous.
He's very mischievous.
Why did he
naughty.
Come in the hot tub?
He's very
was
naughty.
It a bag of Takis that he got into or something?
No, I think it was a bag of Doritos.
Yeah, okay. And he did the that's flour better. One time.
Oh my gosh.
Flour?
That was bad.
We laughed out like, and by we, I mean, I did not cook anything. It was only Matt was making pizza. And so he had made the dough and there was a flour bag on the counter. And we walked in the door and I turned around and said, oh my God, Matt, you're going to be so
it's
mad.
Like the kitchen island, right? So the kitchen island is quite high.
Yeah.
And all the stools were pushed in. So he pushed out a stool, jumped on the stool, jumped from the stool.
Scamp.
Onto the island.
And was eating
and
flour.
Ate a bag of flour.
It was covered. All like mushy on his face. And then he also like peed on the floor and peed on my bed.
Oh. What? Kimbap!
He was real.
Okay,
a real
Kimmy, if you're listening, the peeing has to stop.
Yeah, the peeing has to stop.
Now he gets put in his crate now whenever we're not there. Mm-hmm. Because he's
that sounds right.
Because he's bad. A scamp.
Right to jail.
He's a scamp.
Right to jail.
100%.
Stealing.
Pesto would right never to do jail. That. Pesto never ever did that. He would never do that.
Kimmy is lucky he is very cute.
Yeah.
Does have a cute little face.
Sarah K. Can we get a hair tutorial on Becky's waves? She always looks so good.
Right?
It's a scheitel, actually.
What? This is my real hair. Liar.
This is how rumors get started.
You're like, I didn't know Becky was Jewish. Yeah, I just blow dry my hair in the morning. And then I made it my goal to learn how to do a good blowout this year. So I practice.
Dry bar at home.
So is it like a round brush? Round brush. There's like different techniques you could use. So I try out different ones. Today I tried like a little spinning one that I don't feel like it worked out. And I stood out in the rain for a second. So kind of.
Yeah.
I love it.
Kind of flooped.
I agree. Your hair always looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yeah.
You've
Thank
got the
you.
Bangs. Oh, also mm-hmm. Becky gets a trim every 6 weeks. Like religiously.
Yes.
That's why her hair always looks so good.
Well, now yeah. I have to get it every, I get it every 8 weeks.
Right.
Got to space it out.
But even her hair stylist said, Becky, you don't need to get your hair cut this often.
Yes. I don't know. I love it.
So she stopped going to that person.
Well, she knows.
You're wrong. I didn't stop going to her because of that. She told me if I wanted to grow my hair out, I had to never get it cut. Not just like not come in every 8 weeks. It was like, you should wait like 4 months. Mm-hmm. And like, I did like 3 months of that. And I was like, I can't do it. It's unmanageable.
Unmanageable.
So now I get a dusting.
A dusting.
I'm a different person. Mm.
The dusting is so tiny though. That's good for you. It's like literally like amount you can't see.
Yeah. That's all I need.
And would you ever get your hair cut with any of the like weird alternative stuff, you know how people like burn?
Oh my God. Or the
they'll use
knife,
the like
the mallet thing.
Yeah, or they use like the razor blades.
Whoa.
Know? I mean, I've gotten a razor blade before when doing like more like shag haircuts. They'll use a razor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But no, I don't think I would trust. I don't know, maybe. I think about
I'd do anything
look at
once.
This new video. I think coming about to
it.
Life.
Well,
Jackie burns her hair.
You know, alternative haircut. Long, so it's like, it'll grow back if you're not taking that much off.
I've never seen any, like what the after was of someone burning their hair. I'm fascinated.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Yeah.
I've seen where did you see like that? Men's hair.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot on TikTok of people doing like crazy stuff to
cut their hair.
Yeah.
Mm. Would you?
I mean, I would have to know that the person knows what they're doing.
David Dang would not allow it.
David Dang, I would not let do it. That is not his forte.
Fire.
Yeah.
This next one is for Rachel. Would Rachel do an episode on pageant life, Miss America, and the Miss America TV show? I'd really like to hear her perspective on the pageant world and anything she learned from the experience.
Mm. Would I... Yes, but only if we invited Nick Refka's husband, Paul, to come on because he watches Miss America every year religiously and possibly even watched my year before long.
He really?
Before
year?
We That's knew so each other.
Cute.
He watches it every year.
Wait, so was he like Miss Vermont?
I was not recognized by him, but when I told him, he freaked out. And the celebrity he works with, like full time, Jeannie Mai, was one of my judges on the Miss America reality check, and I'm pretty sure she put me in the bottom three. So.
Dun, dun.
Rachel, so I would do it, but only if Paul would come on, because I feel like he knows more than even I do. But yeah, of course I would do that.
I would watch that. I would watch that.
You can
be, I want to know everything about
you can be in the
Rachel
room.
Interviews.
I feel like we need to see the footage.
Yeah.
We need to see the video.
Can we have a viewing and then we could have an episode about it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can we put it on this enormous screen? Yes.
It's just a react video. Sure.
Get popcorn.
Sure.
I mean, we'll have to fast forward through a lot. Pageants are really long.
How similar is it to Miss Congeniality?
Yeah.
I mean, identical. Like 100%, but no one gets professional hair and makeup, so less okay. cute.
Mm. How close is it to Toddlers and Tiaras?
Oh, that's more accurate. Yeah.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. Becky, didn't we go to a Miss America thing?
Oh, yeah, you guys went in Vegas.
We went to one in Vegas. I don't remember if it was Miss America or Miss
I competed USA. At Miss America in Vegas, not in Atlantic City.
I remember
we met Ashley Graham.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ashley Graham was there.
Mm-hmm. What year was it?
It was a while ago. Backstreet Boys played. I think it was Backstreet Boys, right?
I think it was Backstreet Boys.
Do they actually crown a Miss Congeniality?
No. No.
What does congeniality mean?
Yeah. Means like likable.
All, yeah.
Likable.
All mm-hmm. around.
You're like the most season popular. Favorite. You know, not the winner, but
no. But here's what I can tell you. Here's a little tidbit. Our year, so Miss America night, you compete for 3 nights, and over those 3 nights, they narrow it down to a top 15 out of the 52. And so, 52 because there's Puerto Rico and District of Columbia.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
And so they name a top 15. Well, because we had this reality show, there was a people's vote-in choice of the top, the 16th position, and we did a top 16. Wow. You know, they want to use the show to promote Miss America, use Miss America to promote the show.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I was narrowly edged out for the 16th position. I was a people's choice by Miss Utah, who was in the Army. So she had the whole Army vote for her.
Whoa.
And she got it. But they showed me the votes, and I was right below her from, I think, defending gay rights, being like the underdog on the reality show. So I could have been top 16. I mean, I would have gotten X'd out right away because clearly the judges didn't think so. But that's fine.
You're number one in our hearts, Rachel.
Yeah, it's okay.
True.
If we were the
Miss
judges,
America
you would have won.
My calling. It's fine.
Maybe it was.
And I missed it? No, that's so sad.
No, and you need another chance.
No, I'm too old.
What do you get if you win Miss America?
You is get a job.
Like, oh, okay.
It's like a job. I mean,
isn't there scholarships?
Do you get paid? No, or is it paid. A job that you do not get paid for?
I think your life gets paid for. I don't remember how much money is attached to that job. But you can't go back to, you know, everyone's in college. You can't go back to school that year. Like, you're working, touring the country, promoting your platform, promoting Miss America, doing acts of service. It's like a...
I feel like you probably get, like, sponsorships.
Yeah, but it's, like, less commercialized than you would think or than it needs to be super successful. Capitalism. So, like,
Do you go on to Miss Universe?
No, that's Miss USA.
So Miss America ends at America.
Mm-hmm. And the big difference between those programs is Miss America has like an interview, an onstage question, like a platform you compete on of what you would do for the year and a job attached. And Miss USA has none of that. It's basically swimsuit, evening gown, and like
it's
hotness.
Interesting.
It's more like
the look.
For the
Can
hottie
you compete
hotties.
In both?
Sure.
Okay.
I think so. I don't know why not. You couldn't hold two titles at the same time, obviously. So you'd have to wait. So if I was Miss Vermont in the Miss America system, I couldn't be Miss Vermont USA until I was out of that job. Because these are jobs. Like, you sign a contract.
Yeah.
How many of these functions do you have to wear the sash to?
Oh, like all of them.
All of them?
Yeah. Do you still have your
one
sash?
Or do you have multiple sashes?
I have multiple sashes.
Wow.
And different colors for different things and different, you know, bedazzled and whatnot. I have them all at my parents' house.
Wow.
I could bring them in for you for our viewing party.
Have you ever spilled like ketchup on one?
No, I did.
She's like, no, you can't touch.
Here's a very Miss Vermont story. Okay. Once at like a event, a cow licked one and it turned it like black where the cow licked it. And I was like, well, that's unfortunate. It was like white satin.
Oh, I had to get another one. You know, it really had to show that you're from Vermont.
Yeah.
You know?
I was a woman of the people slash the cows.
Of the cows. A woman of the cows.
So as Miss Vermont, what were your responsibilities?
Yeah.
Also, I gave away a lot of my sashes to the kids I babysat that year.
I thought you were going to give away your responsibilities.
You outsourced.
I outsourced. Well, I went to something like, I don't know, 280 schools that year promoting this literacy platform I had started and reading to younger kids and promoting this like volunteer slash reading thing I started in the state to older kids where they would visit younger kids and tutor them, promoting reading across both. So I did, Vermont has like a pretty low literacy rate. And so I was just doing different like literacy pushes, like getting kids who spoke Spanish as a first language, English like books on tape to take home and little tape players where like older kids had recorded them and then they could play them at home to like help them and just promoting that stuff. So I did that. And then I did like a lot of parades, a lot of public events, a few like galas and balls and stuff. I met like Bernie Sanders and the governor and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, Bernie is Vermont.
Yeah, it was fun.
Have you met Ben and Jerry?
Not yet.
Well, there's still time. Cool and missed opportunity.
Do they have Vermont reunion things?
Yeah, yeah.
I went, all the Miss like, Vermonts come together?
One year. But
like a super Miss Vermont.
I could go every year. Do you guys want to go to the Miss Vermont pageant one year? I'll get us tickets. We'll fly us.
100%. Absolutely.
She's like, no.
Rachel's like, JK, we're not going.
JK. No, I could be on the board or whatever now, but I don't, I'm very far from Vermont, guys. We live in California. Oh,
that's true.
All right. Next question.
No, I'm still talking about this. This is fascinating.
Save it for the episode.
Next question. This is not really a question, guys. I don't know why, but I think a Ned prank call would be hilarious. Ned, you saw nothing. Should we prank Ned?
No. Ned does not like jokes like that. He doesn't like...
Does he?
No.
Ariel?
He would not like being pranked.
Yeah. I feel like he like...
I think Zach's
a better person.
I think Zach's really appreciated. Ned's kind of like secret about like secret stuff. So I'm like nervous that something would come out that he wouldn't want. I don't know.
I think we could prank call him. I don't think there's anything that he would get mad about.
We should prank call him.
Okay. I feel like we wouldn't be able to.
What's your favorite scary movie, Ned?
It's like, as long as you don't, you know, like,
scare him,
like, threaten his children or, you know, like, or his friends, then.
Okay. What about when the boys broke into your house dressed as Santa?
Right.
That's pretty funny.
He seems a little peeved in that video. Which is part of why it's so funny to me.
He's like,
an avocado. Uh-huh. And you broke in. Thanks.
No, that's probably true.
I love that video.
I mean, it's one of my favorites. I knew they were coming. And so, but I didn't tell him.
No,
that
of
they
course
were
not.
Well, yeah, you wanted the reaction.
But
no lie, guys.
I think that he was mostly a little bit like, how did you get into my house?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, there's a spooky blip in our security system type of thing, you know, but I don't think that he knew that the blip was me.
Yeah. Man on the inside.
Yes.
Now he knows.
Now he knows.
Secret's out.
But no, I think we could prank call him. Yeah, absolutely.
Right now?
Yeah.
Does someone have the scream voice ready?
I don't have the scream voice.
I feel like we need to prepare.
Yeah, I feel like we need to prepare what we would prank him with.
We need to have like little answers if he has
some
questions.
Background.
Okay, Rainey, plan that into another episode.
We should just do one where we prank all of them.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think we should single Ned out. Let's prank them all. Yeah. One right after the other and see who has the best reaction.
Yeah,
Keith
exactly.
would know it was a prank immediately.
Really?
Well, great.
Yeah. Keith.
How?
He, one, doesn't answer his
What's
phone.
What's your favorite
ever, if it's not a number he doesn't know.
Zach answers to everyone. Yeah. Miles, you were so good in that, by the way. I still think about that.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good prank.
Yeah.
That was so good. How would we call from one of our phones? They all have our numbers.
Well,
you can Google voice.
We need to involve ourselves in the prank. We need to, I don't know.
Think about it, Ariel. Think about pre-plan brainstorm. What you would prank.
Brainstorm.
Okay. All right. This is a game straight from the brain of Rainey.
Ooh. Yeah.
Just let's paint a picture. Close your eyes. Your skills are in super high demand. You are looking for a job and everybody wants you. In each hypothetical, you have two job offers. Which one are you taking? Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Producer for Kimmel or Fallon?
Fallon.
Fallon.
Kimmel does that like segment with mean tweets. I would like looking for mean tweets of people and having celebrities read too, them.
Yeah,
I think Kimmel.
Which one does the thank you notes?
Thank you.
That's Jimmy Fallon.
You like thank you notes?
I do like thank you notes.
I love that Maggie loves mean tweets.
I just think it would be funny to watch a celebrity read mean tweets about themselves.
That'd be a good
listen.
One.
And you get to pick the tweet.
Yeah.
And the celebrity.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's a pretty good job. You're right. Okay. I think I know the answer to this. PA for the morning show or Grey's Anatomy?
I mean, Grey's Anatomy. So we could sneak Miles on set.
Miles, lay in this bathtub quietly. Don't move.
Don't make a sound.
I mean, Miles is like, I've been training for this. I actually have not watched the morning shows.
So no, me neither.
Yeah, Grey's I know they have a great cast, but I haven't watched the morning show either. And I've always had a dream of meeting McDreamy because I always wanted to be his friend. Not maybe not. Maybe a little bit more than his friend.
When I watch lives together and makes babies.
And he has an Airstream.
Oh, that's an adorable.
Airstream's gonna be really tiny with all those babies. I've always wanted.
Was that some of your inspiration to join the medical field, Maggie?
Yeah, exactly. So I could.
Maggie shows up,
rub elbows with McDreamy,
and she's like, "Where's McDreamy?"
I'm like, "Where is he?"
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Ariel,
I've never seen the morning show, so I couldn't say.
Honestly, so you get to work with like Reese Witherspoon, Jennifer Aniston, who's the guy from Almost Famous,
Ashton Kutcher.
No.
Huh? His car got broken into in front of the place I worked once, and we were all like, oh my God, that's
Billy
Crudup?
Billy Zane. No, Billy Crudup. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nothing.
Steve Carell.
No picture.
Steve Carell in the first season.
I have
first
a comes to my picture, face. But it's very hazy. Dark curly hair?
No.
It's like longer and curly on the bottom. And he's very, I would say he's like pretty thin. Mm-hmm.
I can only see Ashton Kutcher.
Ariel only has
they're
eyes
the same
for
person. In
okay, you're the on-set teacher for Harry Styles or Niall Horan when they were in school.
Harry Styles just seems like really.
I think
fun.
Harry Styles.
Yeah, Harry Styles is unanimously.
He seems
yeah.
so
fun.
Cool.
Yes,
but yeah. he seems so cool.
But you have to be their good student.
Sure,
I know. I feel like he would be. Tell me that's crazy.
I mean, we are older than them. You know, so.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
It would make sense.
I know. I like Niall.
Nice.
I'm Team Niall.
All right, that's it, guys. That's it. Those are the comments.
My gosh, that's our game. Beautiful comments and concerns.
Beautiful. I love the questions we got today.
Yeah, I think we should make a Maggie and Keith run a carnival.
I love that.
Oh my gosh.
It's like the perfect video.
Petting
or like
zoo.
Run a mini golf park.
That would be so fun.
Like The Sims. Yeah. They sim all of
yeah,
them.
I think we came out with two
is,
good ideas
but there's
today.
Something
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Yeah, there's something goofy that we can
let's
come up with.
Let's ideate off camera.
Yeah, we'll or we could be like not carnival mascots. But
like mascot.
Yeah. But cute.
Oh yeah, that'd be cute.
No,
not
no,
scary.
Cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, cute mascots.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into that.
Yeah.
Like total
we'll brainstorm.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, drop us a comment what video ideas you have for Keith and Maggie.
And wheels or doors, bitches.
Wheels or doors, let us know with an emoji. Make sure you guys are washing your hands, peeing after sex, getting vaccinated and boosted, being generally safe.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see you next time.
Woo.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.